free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Welcome to Short Take. Samira Breuer is a German-American actress based in Berlin. She discovered her passion for acting early on, performing in school theater and attending a youth acting school in Cologne. After training at the Lee Strasberg Institute in New York, she began building a screen career in Germany. Since 2022, Samira has taken on roles across a wide range of genres. From the award-winning comedy Die Discounter, which won the German Screen Actors Award for Best Ensemble, fantasy series The Griffin, medical drama Krank Berlin, to the lead role in the coming-of-age thriller series Schattenseite. In addition to her screen work, Samira recently made her stage debut at the Volksbühne, while also studying psychology at the Humboldt University Berlin. She was part of the Tallinn Film Festival's Black Night Stars 2025. We talked to her via video call for this interview.
Hi, Samira.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us today. A podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 17 questions, some personal and some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun.
Thank you.
And if you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in three words?
I would say happy, excited, and balanced.
That's a great combination. What is your favorite way to spend time?
I really like walking around by myself and listening to music or podcasts. It's kind of like my way to reset or like process the day.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a secret obsession, something that you're willing to share in that regard?
I do. I love Sudokus. I do it all the time when I'm waiting on set or anytime I'm sitting around, I'm like playing Sudoku.
What is the favorite job you've done? And obviously it can be acting or film related, but it doesn't have to be.
Anything on set, to be honest. I love acting, but I'm also very interested in all the other departments. But I think my favorite job would be acting.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Loyalty, honesty, and if there's like a kind of like playfulness to it.
Mm-hmm. Now we're pivoting a little bit. What is your favorite food? And it can be a specific dish or it can be a cuisine.
To be honest, anything my family makes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get to be home very often. And when I do, they always ask me like, what do you want to have for dinner? And I'm like, literally anything you do.
Oh, that is so lovely. If you weren't an actor, what would you be?
I'd probably want to be a director.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard question. But I mean, I study psychology, so maybe something in that field, maybe like a psychiatrist. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
When I was younger, I always wanted to be invisible. But now, I don't know. I think I'm good with the talents that I have. I don't need like a fantasy talent.
Okay. What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also something that you watched as an audience member that moved you or that impressed you?
I mean, I watch a lot and everything moves me. But like the first thing that came to my mind was when I was very young. I don't know, like maybe 5, 6, 7, or maybe like a little older. I don't know. Me and my friends would always reenact all these German kids movies like Wilde Hühner and Wilde Kerle and stuff like that. So that is one of my favorite memories, I would say.
Mm-hmm. What is the next possibly German, but not necessarily, TV series or film that you can wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work here.
I'm not going to do that, but I've watched it already, but I'm going to watch it again today with a friend. It's a German show called Schwarze Früchte. I think it came out last year and I went to the premiere and I watched 2 or 3 episodes.
Yeah.
And I was immediately hooked. It's one of the best shows I've ever watched, and I can definitely recommend that.
Yeah, it's in the ZDF Mediathek, right?
I think it's ARD Mediathek.
Okay, ARD. Okay, yeah, because I saw a couple of episodes as well, but I haven't seen all of it yet.
It's amazing.
Which again, German, but not necessarily upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for? Maybe someone you worked with or want to work with?
There is an actress I recently worked with. Her name is Lera Abova. And she's done some stuff, but she's just starting to work in Germany. And she's extremely passionate and talented. So I think everyone should watch out for her.
Thanks for the recommendation. And we're pivoting again. What do you like most about yourself?
It's always so difficult to answer these kind of questions. But I think I'm very adaptable and focused.
What do you dislike about yourself?
I'm really harsh on myself sometimes.
Okay.
My dad always says, like, Samira, be kind to yourself and stuff like that. So I think that's something I definitely need to work on.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
There recently was like a small kind of racist situation in a work-related environment where I didn't speak up. Because maybe I didn't want them to feel bad or, yeah, I don't know. When I'm in a new or like unknown environment, I sometimes can be very difficult for me to speak up. And when I was younger, it was extremely difficult. And now that I'm like maturing a little, it's, yeah, it's something that I work on, but I kind of regret that I didn't say anything.
Yeah. Well, I mean, on the one hand, yes, one does want to be a person who stands up for themselves, but also, as you said, if it's a new situation, a new person, you never know how that might develop. Although again, it puts the onus on you to say something, which is an extra burden already. Which random thing makes you happy?
A lot of little things make me happy. And also, I don't know if anyone can relate, but like happy people make me happy. And like random happy people. If I walk around outside and I see like happy old people or like little children screaming and running around, I'm like immediately happy.
It's contagious. Thank God. Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
No, not really, to be honest.
Fair enough. That's fine. You don't have to have one. And we're already at the last question, which might be a little bit tricky for you as an actor. I don't know. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
I don't know. It's a really hard question. I really don't know. All I know is I think I would want Tim Kuhn to be the DOP.
I can second that. Yeah. He was on the podcast as well. And that was
I listened to his episode.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's still time, obviously. And you have to make up your mind if you want it at all, if it should be a documentary, a film, a series. There's a lot of options. So,
yeah.
we'll take that for now with Tim. And maybe we'll revisit that another time.
Thank you so much.
And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Samira. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.